CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The Canadian Taxpayers Federation is not pleased with the federal government's 2024 budget. The Federation criticizing the federal government for hiking taxes, increasing spending, and allowing debt interest charges to eat up $54 billion of the budget. CTF Federal Director Franco Terrazano pointed out debt interest charges are costing taxpayers more than $1 billion a week. He says with no plan to balance the budget, the deficit will total $40 billion this year. The debt will total more than $1.2 trillion this year, meaning the Trudeau government will be responsible for doubling the national debt. North Huron Council adopted budgets for the local BIAs at this week's meeting, but one project will be put on hold until town staff can seek out more answers. The Wingham BIA wants to add a security camera network to Main Street as part of efforts to bring free Wi-Fi downtown. However, due to concerns under the Municipal Freedom of Information Protection and Privacy Act, Director of Finance Chris Towns says the project should be deferred for now.
This project came to us at a very late state. We don't want to take it off the table. Staff do feel this is a great initiative. The Wingham BIA goes through the Wingham businesses. That's how they're levied. There is no maintenance program. We're very preliminary in this, and which is why we're recommending we just defer this until we come to there's a lot to work out well in advance of approving the project.
If staff concerns are not resolved in this fiscal year, the project funds could be transferred to the BIA's reserve. Lakeshore United Church in Goderich has become part of Affirm United to offer a welcome and safer space for all people, including those of all sexual orientation and gender expression. Outreach Committee Chair Mandy Sinclair says being a member means being explicit, public, and intentional about making their church more inclusive.
We wanted to extend that beyond just the LGBTQ plus community to include people from various economic backgrounds, faith, religious backgrounds, all ages and abilities. We want them to be participating in, you know, to feel welcome to participate in church as well as like sexual orientation and gender identities.
Back in October 2023, a majority of the congregation voted to join Affirm United. North Perth Council welcomed Community Living North Perth Executive Director Jennifer Croft, who was outlining housing needs for their organization, which assists adults with developmental disabilities. Croft says they need more housing options and asked council if there was municipal land they could donate or sell at a reduced cost.
We'll be working with the staff of the municipality over the coming weeks to take a look at what are some opportunities and what will help fit our needs so that we can figure out what that partnership can look like for sure.
A fundraising campaign is underway with an eventual goal of $4 million. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
A big night for the Hanover Barons. They're at home against the Alliston Hornets for Game 4 of the PJHL North Conference Final. Barons with a 2-1 series lead. Johnny Kay is on the call. He says Hanover needs to get back to what helped them in Games 1 and 2.
The Barons saw a different Alliston team in Game 3. I felt that they put it all out on the table. They didn't want to go down 3-0. And I expect that same aggressive team from Alliston tonight.
Tonight's game is live for OHA Playoff Hockey on AN920 CKNX. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere, Clarington against Napanee in Game 4 of the East Conference Final. Clarington up 2-1. Winner of Hanover Alliston meets the winner of this series in the next round. End of the regular season for the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. They're in Tampa against the Lightning, knowing already that they'll be taking on the Boston Bruins in the first round of the playoffs. Puck drop at 7. And Raptors forward Jonte Porter has been banned for life from the NBA for violating rules pertaining to betting. An investigation found that he violated rules by disclosing info to sports bettors, limiting his participation for betting purposes and betting on NBA games. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Showers, drizzle, and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with fog patches developing after midnight. We could get between 10 and 20 millimeters of rainfall with southeast winds gusting to 60 and a low of 9. For tomorrow, cloudy with the chance of showers or drizzle in the morning. Some fog patches will clear out with a high of 14. On Friday, cloudy with the chance of showers, high near 13, and partly sunny Saturday, still the chance of showers, high near 7.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.